Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The following is a presentation of the 4Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is the 4Center podcast feed. I'm Cad Napsok for another edition of Star Wars Rank. Me and a guest ranking a topic 5 through 1. It's pretty simple, and we're continuing this series. Let me bring in Joseph Scrimshaw. Welcome to the Ranked Dome, my friend.
Oh, I'm happy to be here in the dome to talk about action figures and just play in the dome.
Play in the dome. This has been something that we started. We were just going to do one line. Power of the Force 2 from the mid-90s, because it's such a famous, infamous at times line. But we just keep going, and we always shout out Jedi Business. We don't know them. They're not a sponsor. They just got a great website that's easy to navigate and look through all the lines, and we just keep going and going and going. We're not stopping, my friends, and you guys all seem to enjoy this walk down memory lane, figures that you have, figures that you should have had, want to have, or almost had. It's a fun journey. And today, Joseph, we are going to be ranking the Star Wars vintage line, the vintage collection, which followed and kind of overlaps the Clone Wars line we talked about last week. And we are covering the 2010 to 2013 line. Joseph, that is a robust line.
It is. There's a bunch there, and it's so great. I know for myself, we always talk about how much we were collecting or not, and this was a time period where I was traveling a lot, and I didn't have a ton of money, so I was definitely not in a super action figure shopping, but I loved that this line existed. they had done kind of like a I think just some like special short versions of what would is going to become vintage, because a couple years earlier I had got the Bespin Luke on the vintage card. Mm-hmm. But then when this line officially started and they started to be just at Target, this was a line that I got really excited to go and look at, because we're going to talk about the actual figures, but it's hard for me to overstate or to understate or to state at all the effect of the actual packaging. Because, you know, I had those Kenner toys when I was a kid. I kept very few of the actual packages. Just right at the end in Return of the Jedi, when it struck me, oh, maybe I'd like to look at the packages again someday. So a huge part of the memory and the power is just the actual aesthetic of the package. And when this line started to be just in Target, you know, every time I went to buy toilet paper or whatever, and I walked in, it hit me so hard every time. This was a huge, huge nostalgia blast that had this like just a flood of emotions from joy and longing to return to my childhood and wanting to buy them all. So for me, this line was really powerful, not only because of the figures, but the packaging.
Well said, because I'm looking across, because this line comes back in 2018 or so. They start bringing back the vintage collection, and I'm looking across on my bulletin board where I have several of them hanging right now, and they pull you in, and they tug on those nostalgia heartstrings. That's not always a bad thing, maybe a bad thing for my debit cards, credit cards, and Target cards, but it pulls you in, and I like that you said this, because back in 2010 when this started popping up, trying to think where I was, you know, working at the mall. It was a director of security, and they had that comic shop, toy shop that I always mention. Halo 13 opens up, where I meet my friend Christina, who eventually goes to start that Dead Celebrity clothing line, everything. And I used to pop in with my morning coffee, and you know, obviously I'm gonna just Transformers, there's G.I. Joe's, there's a lot of things to tug on my nostalgia heartstrings. But this line started popping up, and it was working because there were some Legends things, and I'm not familiar with that. Oh, okay, is that a Darth Maul? Guess what is that? I don't know. But then the specificity of the figures that they chose really started to work, almost like it was 1995 again, Joseph, and the Power of the Force line really pulls you back to the early 80s as a child. This started to almost pull me back to college nostalgia for childhood nostalgia.
It is amazing, just these circles and circles of nostalgia. And then we get up to the present day, and you mentioned, you know, that they restarted the vintage line. And now we get to this bizarre thing where the only 3¾ Rey that you can get from Rise of Skywalker is vintage. So we've skipped anything to be nostalgic about, and it's just the first run is already nostalgia.
It's just upload the nostalgia straight into your veins. All right, with the context for our view on this collection and what we have now, and it's interesting as we start getting closer and closer discussing these lines that aren't so far in our past, it's going to be interesting to talk about our relationship to the lines. This might be one of the last ones that had that sense of wonder and remember Star Wars, at least for me. But we're going to begin this list, Joseph, working 5-1 with your number 5.
My number 5 is the only one from this initial line that I own, and this is yet another from that explosion of action figure purchasing I did at Star Wars Celebration in Chicago last year. This was one I saw, and I showed it to you, and just like, isn't it amazing this action figure existed? And you were like, you got to buy that. And it was just, thank goodness you didn't do that too much, because I was just, it's so action figure crazy. I was like, well, Ken said I had to, so I guess I have to. So I picked up Rats Tyrell and Pit Droid.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's so good. I think one of the power of the vintage lines is sometimes you get a figure that for me was like, oh, my God, that's the character that I had that I loved, like Bespin Luke. But now it's an advanced figure, but it's the same card, and this push and pull between the old and the new. And then some of these, it's great to see, like, the Phantom Menace rendered in the style of the, you know, original trilogy cards for the action figures. So there was the fun for me of just like, yep, it's the vintage style Phantom Menace with the photo of the character from the film. It's a obscure, smaller character. It's, you know, one of the pod racers. But as those of you who listen to Force Center a lot know, a pod racer close to our heart, the doomed Rats Tyrell. He's a great action figure. He comes with a blaster.
does.
Just because. Which he didn't need to, right? I guess he was planning on, you know, taking somebody out. You know, we know the story of Rats Tyrell as he came to Tatooine with his entire family and packing heat, I guess. Just great. But
Mos so Espa's dangerous, man.
Yes. great detailed figure. You can take his goggles off. All that stuff comes with the pit droid. That's great. Comes with a blaster. But what I really, really love about him, which really puts him over the top, and I pick him up and look at this, is his photo on the actual package is screaming seconds before his death.
I don't know.
So it's like, hurry up. Hurry up and play with this figure while he's still alive, because even on the card you're holding, he's about to die.
Oh, man. Have they ever released the Tyrell Family Action Pack where the sad kids and
maybe? Oh, please, please. I really want that cinema scene, the Tyrell family's trip to Tatooine.
Oh, no. What I love about this, because you could take the goggles and little visor off, it's like a Clark Kent Superman thing. I can't. If you just show me that picture of the goggleless face, I might be stumped as to who it is.
Yeah, you know, when I clicked on that, I got this weird sense memory of like the first time I saw my grandma without her glasses. You're like, I recognize that's grandma, but that's not right. Put your glasses back on.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Oh man, rats. Yeah, we love. What is it about rats that we love so much? We did the pod racing episode. We talked about, I almost think we could do an hour on rats. It's crazy. I love them so much. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. It is the sadness of his death for sure. But there's also just, obviously all of the pod racers introduced a lot of different kinds of alien designs. I continue to just think his actual design is cool. So he just looks cool. I'm happy to pick him up and look at his action figure.
Yeah, he is a racer of action who met his doom too soon there, and a great choice to launch this list, number five. And there you go. That is back in 2010 nostalgia for just a decade earlier, and it worked. And I wish that Phantom Menace line had more of the pod race figures. You know, I know they had some pods they didn't get, but just it would have been fun. So great number five. We're going to go to my number five, and we are going to Bright Tree Village and the Ewok, perhaps behind it all. I am choosing Low Gray Ewok Medicine Man as my number five. I was scrolling through. Some of these I do have. Some of these I held in my hands. Some of these I didn't get. I think this is one of those didn't get, still on the hunt at a convention type of thing. Maybe you can whisper in my ear, get it, get it, get it. There is, like, I love the Kenner Ewok figures, even, you know, and shout out to Jennifer Landa. Her love of the Ewoks is catchy. It's contagious. And it infused my heart with a deeper appreciation. Talking with you, sir, about these murder bears got me to just, I never was a Ewoks are stupid guy, but I just said Ewoks are what they are at one point. Right.
Yeah.
I just increase. It's not some joke. It's not some me being ironic. It's not me growing an ironic hipster mustache of Star Wars fandom. I really just am obsessed with a little bit more of the Ewok culture. And all jokes aside, you know, big Game of Thrones fan, you got Baelish, you got Varys, you got the Hand of the King. They're all whispering in the ruler's ears, why does Low Gray have this power? I want to know. And this figure, it's. I love those Kenner figures, like I was saying, because even back then with the rudimentary style of figures back in the 80s, the Ewok figures were bold. They were robust. They had some weight in your hands, you know, and I had a Low Gray. This one has that same feel. It looks like a Kenner figure to me with more detail. And then everything he's holding, everything he's wearing, that skull hat he wears, the skull hat, that's a technical term. The spear, the medicine man kind of staff with the vertebrae on it. It's fierce. It's Low Gray. I love him, respect him, but I don't trust him. And that's why I want this figure.
Well said. All great tribute to Low Gray. The vintage line could also just be the hats off to Star Wars, because you can take almost all their hats off. I'm looking at naked headed Low Gray here. How do you feel about naked headed Low Gray? He's got his ears kind of twisted in like he's listening to the ground for rumors.
He is. He says he's a medicine man, but he's not going to give you a Band-Aid. He's scurrying about getting gossip. Hey, I'm the doctor. Doctor patient confidentiality. You come into my hut, it's between you and I. And then he spins it around. I love you brought it up because he looks like, it's like Ron Howard taking his hat off. It's like, whoa, hey, and I'm steps away from that myself, but like, it's like a slick top Ewok head, even though he's got fur there. The way the ears are, it looks like he's got the hair on the sides and slick top up there. And it's like, oh, gotcha. Put your hat back on if you want. It's good. I'm making fun of myself in this thing. But I do. It's much like Red Tyrell. You're like, I guess the skull is so much part of Logre's identity, both in and out of story.
Yeah. It really does look like he could reach up and grab like the beak of that skull and take it off like a baseball cap and just run his little paw over his head going, oh boy, okay. And he puts it back on and he straightens it.
Tough day at the office.
Exactly. Chief Chirp almost didn't listen to me.
Yeah, I was whispering in his ears. I said, "Don't release the people we captured." And he's trying to, that ain't no golden god. That's a robot. That's a robot. I tells you. And Logre did not have his way. But anyways, the Ewoks fought and they helped topple the Empire. So Logre probably had a lot of good in him. I'm just being a little mean, but that is why he is number 5 on my list. This figure inspires a lot of questions and stories in my head.
Yes, so, he does.
With that, we're going to go to your number 4, sir.
My number 4, it was a little bit hard to decide because there are a lot of great main Star Wars characters. We're talking, pivotal, Luke, Han, Leia, Obi-Wan, Kenobi. But this is one that I have held in my hands on convention floors and thought, should I spend the $40? I have no idea what it was now. That was a couple of years ago. I believe I held this in my hand in Las Vegas, but it is Luke Skywalker lightsaber construction. We talked about this on the last episode where a couple episodes ago, I believe, where we started to get into cutscenes, action figures based on deleted scenes. This one was for me kind of one of the perfect, like, oh, it's actually Luke Skywalker. It's Jedi Knight Luke Skywalker in his cool black robes with a nice cloth Jedi robe, maybe a little bulky, maybe a little bit too big. But, oh, it's not only from a deleted scene like the sandstorm, it's from the deleted scene that captured my imagination the most whenever I first heard that it actually existed. Did you know there was a scene where Luke is actually building his lightsaber? And it's got the image on the actual card of Luke with the hood up, I believe, playing with it. And it comes not only with a completed green lightsaber, but a hilt that has a little part of it open and is, as described here on Jedi Business, a lightsaber construction tool. So there's so much, romance to Jedi and their lightsabers, and to Luke Skywalker in particular, that an action figure that kind of captures that romance of building your lightsaber is high up on my list.
An LCT, a lightsaber construction tool, is what you have there. Huh? This is great. Yeah, you talk about the legend passed on down. Like, did you hear there was a scene? That was such a real thing. Even by this point, with the internet and YouTube and everything, it was still, you could still have that conversation. Oh, this figures that one scene. Was that the movie? No, here's why. You still have that, and I love that this inspires those conversations. It's for a dude building a weapon. It's a pretty action-packed figure here.
He's got his
elbows into it. He's very solemn. Looking on the face, he's got a solemn face, just kind of like, I'm concentrating. 3PO, get to the palace. I like that.
Yeah. And I think, this scene was available, on the Blu-ray, and I think that's why the figure came out. But when I was looking at it, I had waited and I hadn't watched the scene. So there's also this romance of when I was looking at this action figure, I hadn't watched the scene yet because I was saving it up. And then when I finally watched it, I was like, oh, yeah, this is amazing. It's everything I've ever imagined. Also, great idea to cut it. totally undercuts the magic of the saber coming out of R2. So there's part of that too, of like, this figure is about the romance, not the reality.
It's nice to know that this happened. It just, we didn't need to see it in the story. Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree. You got the figure to pay homage to that.
Exactly. So this is an exciting one for me. I also want to note that Jedi Business says that his hair is parted on the wrong side. So this is a different Luke from a certain point of view, from a mirror point of view.
I was going to point out his hair is, it's just not only parted different, it's just a little poofier, a little fluffier, where when Luke shows up at Jabba's palace, he's got a little bit of an 80s kind of hair helmet. He's got a little bit of a plastered Adam Rich bowl cut. Little bit with a part.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, come on. Tatooine's supposed to be a dry heat, not a humid heat, right? Come on.
Yeah. That is a great choice, sir, for your number four. We're going to go up to my number four, and I'm going to Attack of the Clones. And this one, this choice is all about detail, all about, again, helmets and parts of it coming off, if you want. my number four is Zam Wessel.
Ooh.
The Clones bounty hunter, we all know, a Changelon, whatever you want to call her there. This is just, on a quick glance, and not a figure I own, but on a quick glance, it's like, is this a Black Series figure? Is this a 6-inch? It's like really detailed, jumps off the screen, that long rifle that's going on there, the blaster on the holster. And then that mask, that little, you know, the hat with the little, like, I don't know what to call it there, a little sheath in front of her
fate
that she pulls down. And then you can take off all of that, as this line seems to want to do. And the figure looks like she is like a middle-aged Ruth Bader Ginsburg. like laying down the law and breaking barriers, and she's ready to go. She's just always also a bounty hunter. It's like not the same figure. And I love that. I love that. This whole line is, what can you do when you pull off the helmets? Who is it?
Oh, so, yeah. I'm just getting to her face. Oh, you're right. She's totally does. There's the, she is RBG. Well, I mean, I guess she is, you know, she's a Claudite shapeshifter. She can turn into Ruth Bader Ginsburg if she wants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, ironically, Jyn Erso played Ruth Bader Ginsburg, so maybe she's pretending to be Jyn, the actor who played. I know reality from Star Wars. Get off my back. All right. This is a great pick. Just the design of Zam is really cool, and this is an action figure that's just really about, let's celebrate that cool design.
Yeah, and I love the character Zam. You know, it just served a purpose in the story there. And I don't need much more of her in the movie, but it's one of those, we talk about bounty hunters we love. I think Zam gets overlooked a little bit. You talked about the design. I think it really fits well. And I have always loved the opening sequences of Attack of the Clones. The Coruscant stuff's great. The sounds of Padme's ship and all that stuff there. I love just tooling around Coruscant. The Imperial City, you know, that we've been wanting to see since Zahn wrote about something like that. So I enjoy the character. This is I know there's other Zam figures out there, but this one I think celebrates and captures the cool design of Zam the best.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love the way you can actually wrap her plastic little face mask around. That's awesome. Yeah. Three cheers for Zam.
Three cheers for Zam. Hip, hip, hooray. So that's my number four. And we're going to go to your number three, my fine sir.
My number three is someone who is crucially, to me, not a bounty hunter, and that is Ori Marco, as he was known back in the dying days of the original Kenner line, Prune Face. the long and storied history of Ori Marco, Prune Face. I love the character. He is a Drazilian freedom fighter, absolutely named Ori Marco, but of course the action figure back in the day was Prune Face. Goes in line with Walrus Man and Hammerhead, but out of all those, Prune Face always sounded the most to me like that's just an insult. That's not a nice thing to call a person at all. But he was one of those back in the day with Kenner. He was one of those figures I probably got in like 85 or 86 when their figures were just barely hanging on, and I was always kind of mystified because he came with a rifle that was brown and a little bit more just like he was shooting at John Wayne. Like, it was not very space age. So I still have that Kenner figure. I love that Kenner figure. I'm always intrigued by updated versions of him. There's a great Power of the Force, but this vintage one is really cool because it's got all these great details. He still comes with a strange rifle. He's got a double-barreled shotgun blaster. He has a tool that we don't know what it's for. It's just a tool. Great cloak with little insignias on it or pouches. I'm not sure. And then, of course, his great detailed face that is prune-like. And, of course, the big old eye patch. So a great detailed figure. But I'm always going to be attached to Ori Marco because when I had that figure, I wasn't able to watch Return of the Jedi on repeat. I wasn't able to freeze frame. I didn't remember him from the movie, and I just assumed he was a bounty hunter in the back of Jabba's palace. And I thought that for years and years and years, and then felt so guilty when I realized I had judged him on his appearance, and he is a freedom fighter.
Yeah. You're not alone in that. I think I was aware of Pruneface, obviously, from the Kenner figure. And even on the package, on the old Kenner package, if I recall, you can kind of see, all right, he might be part of the rebellion there. Yeah, you just look at him. It's the eye patch. You're a kid in the 80s. That's bad guy. That's pirate. That's not good. And lesson for us right there. This is a great figure. And again, the little cape, the cowl comes down. And so you get to see his head. The eye patch, Jedi Business laments, is not removable. And so therefore, this figure, of all the figures we've talked about today, Joseph, other than the Luke Skywalker one, you show me this one, I'm like, oh, hey, Prune Face. I don't need anything else on it. I know who he is.
I know. That's our old buddy Prune Face. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can take his cloak off so you can look at his butt. And there is that as well. Freedom fighter. And you can look at his butt.
There you go. It's a two pack. It's a twofold success thing there. Look, I love his pants. I always, he's got like BDU battle dress uniform type of pants, cargo pants on. He's ready for action, man. This isn't just some guy sitting there along for the ride. I like to think, you know, he would have gone down to the floor of Endor if he was called upon. He would have been right there.
Oh yeah, he's dressed for it.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course we love the character's return in Resistance Reborn, right? He pops back up.
Yes.
A great exchange with Leia where it's basically like, were you there? You don't remember me? I sat right next to you. Prune Face. It's great stuff. Great choice. Great figure for your number three, which means we're up to my number three. And it is actually in the same little section of the film Return of the Jedi that we're focusing on here. I am choosing Lando Calrissian General. General Lando. This is, to me, a bit of an underrated look for Lando. Look, I love Bespin Lando. I love young Lando. I really love Rise of Skywalker. Lando coming back in the yellow shirt and everything. I think it's great. I got to tell you, you know, I think his pant shirt combo, I get it. Maybe it's a little drab, a little military style there, but he's got this glorious cape on this figure here. It looks as though Lando's like, time to fight? Gotcha. But I'm still doing it in style. Love the character of Lando. I love this moment. I don't think it's a small feat that Lando decides to join the rebellion along with his buddy Han. It all kind of connects. Some of the newer stories kind of really get into his head and his sea change. I love it. It should be celebrated. And this figure, and plus that blaster, he's got a little holdout blaster, a little blaster on his hip. And the figure, it just looks like he's pulled it up real quickly from his cape. Like, freeze, don't move. I got you covered. He's ready for war. And I love this Lando.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's kind of got this little shoulder holster that's under the cape, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, oh, you think the cape's just for aesthetics, just for fashion, huh? Well, surprise, surprise. Mm-hmm. Lando Calrissian's got a blaster in disguise.
Love it. Look, yeah, you know, Tatooine, Jabba's Palace, Lando. There's so many cool Landos to get. This one's just slow and steady, but it wins the race. And this is why I have it, or I like it. I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to remember, in the movie, is his cape... God, it's been like 2 weeks since I've watched Return of the Jedi. I remember, is his cape this bold and blue in the movie, or is he a little more drab? I can't recall.
I think he's pretty blue.
Okay.
I don't think they'd change it on us. I'm scanning these Jedi Business notes. They would get mad if they thought the cape was too blue. Not mad, but they are very good analysis.
They are. So that is my number three, which means we've reached your number two.
Excellent. My number two. Oh, I did just see. They have strong opinions about the cape. They feel it is too big and doesn't match the cape Lando wore in the movie closely.
All right. There you go.
But it's still a great figure. My number two is, wow. I picked something different for my number one because it sort of moved me emotionally about what the vintage line means to me. But the number two might be my favorite just actual action figure in the line for myself. And that is an exclusive. It was an exclusive from Brian's Toys. It is individually cool, but there's a bunch of stuff about it that just puts it over the top. And going over the top with me is Jocasta New. There is so much to love in this action figure, Ken. I think both really like the character of Jocasta New in Attack of the Clones. She was one of the characters that really fleshed out, like, yeah, the Jedi just don't just like sit and have meetings. They have this whole culture. They have these archives. There is a Jedi librarian. So Jocasta New is a cool character. And to have an action figure of her is great. And then the actual action figure is amazing. She's got all of this detailed sort of design on her cool and unique Jedi robes. Her fingers are posed in this. One of the hands can hold the lightsaber, and the other hand has like two fingers up. Like she's either doing like a Jedi mind trick, or maybe that's like how you shush people in the library in Star Wars, is my guess for that. So she's individually cool. She would be on the top of my list anyway. But then she comes with the bust of Dooku, the statues in the archives of the Jedi who have left. And then that's still not cool enough. So you can take the actual head off of the pillar. You can take the Dooku bust off. And underneath that is a holocron. And this figure just keeps getting cooler as I read more and more about it. I just lost more and more of my mind. It's so cool.
I mean, she's got a satchel for carrying books and it and the detail on her robe, the detail on her face and her hair, the little pins in her hair, the bust. It's amazing. The holocron. I didn't notice that until I just clicked on the picture. This is not only the set that keeps on giving. It just really, really is one of the more detailed packages in all these collections that we've talked about. It's got a lot there.
Yeah. I looked it up so I could see the actual packaging because Jedi Business doesn't always have pictures of the actual packaging. And she came in this larger box that looked like the Jedi archives. And she's carded individually as a figure. And then the Dooku bust is separate. So it's this whole cool, elaborate package. And I think one of the things about it, besides just liking Jocasta New and all the stuff that she comes with is cool, this figure reminds me of part of the reason that we love action figures. The Toys That Made Us has these great interviews that talk about that idea that making an idea concrete and real gives it power. It's some of the ways that we can interact with it and have it make sense to us. And the fact that this is just packed with ideas, right? Jocasta New herself is an idea, the idea of a Jedi librarian. That you would make busts of the people who leave you. It's like the Jedi can't let go of their exes and they have to build statues of them to remind, oh, this is the person who left us. And then the holocron on top of it. There's so much storytelling in this molded plastic and it excites me so much.
It's really good. And this character, it's one of those curiosities. You know, the Jedi had a library and there's a librarian and then she's a little, you know, she's a little dour, a little, very convinced of some of her own knowledge there. So she kind of got a bad reputation. But I thought that Vader comic did a great job of really kind of adding some wonderful depth to the character. And with that lightsaber in hand, willing to fight and protect the list of Jedi out there and the children, and everything in that comic book. I want more Jocasta New stories, the adventures of the Jedi librarian. Give it to me, Disney Plus. This is your chance.
Yeah, please. Disney Plus Jocasta New series. I am all on board. For myself, the last thing I wanted to share is I did look her up on Amazon to see the price, which is, you know, as these figures go, it was high, but not insane. So I'll have to give that some thought for myself. But I wanted to share this Amazon review. One of the reviews said, "It's most definitely the old lady from the library in the movie with a lightsaber."
Yes, it is.
And one person found that helpful.
As if they're like, oh, well, the cult of Jocasta Nu, there's a lot of people who love her. But that, I remember not too long ago, one of my first Star Wars trivia matches on the Schmodown, this was a question, right? And I think it was in that Witwer match, and we both answered it. I remember some people coming up to me afterwards like, well, I can't even believe they've named the librarian. I want to be like, every character has a name and story. That's why we love it. That's why we love Star Wars. What are you doing? So I love that Jocasta Nu gets her kind of day in the sun here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Beautiful figure. Very awesome.
We're going to move up to my number two, and it is a cheat, but it is a real cheat here. I went in a different direction here. And my number two is the Imperial Scanning Crew from A New Hope. Right? These are the guys got that big bulky box ready to scan the Falcon. And I remember even as a kid, I was like, man, computers are big, man. You got to carry a big scanning computer around. And I love them. But this is just a Kmart exclusive. I had a Kmart down the street from my house in AG where I grew up. I didn't get this is, you know, well after that time. But here's the thing. It's a two-pack, but not these guys. No. You got Imperial Scanning Crew Member 1 and TK-421, the Stormtrooper. And then you got Imperial Scanning Crew Member 2 with the officer that's asking about TK-421. I'm not, you know, though, and I could just go with those, but I'm concentrating on the scanning crew. Now I do want TK-421 and the officer there, but I love this. You talk about focusing on little details, little scenes. I always kind of felt bad for those scanning guys. Like, I don't know, like they're just doing their job and that whole, and you know, the Empire's got some bigger problems, I know, but like now they're, I don't know, knocked out, stunned, killed at worst. I don't know what's Han and Luke doing to them. I was a little obsessed with them as a kid and just what's in the box. So to find these characters in vintage form, it's paying homage to, again, one of those classic early trivia questions you're supposed to know. What's the Stormtroopers? Oh, TK-421. I know that one. So it's a scene,
yeah,
that we all grow up with and we all love. And here it is in figure form, the Imperial Scanning Crew.
That is absolutely amazing. There's so much about this. I hadn't dived in to see exactly how cool this is, that it came with the with an officer as well. And you can take his hat off.
Yes. Very strict haircut on.
Yeah, look at his receding hairline. That's amazing. I think you're right to celebrate these. The times that they've been made action figures, they've also been one of those like, yep, they finally got around to those less exciting guys, but they're fascinating because they're less exciting. I think because they don't have elaborate cool armor. They're not the, you know, Death Star gunner with the bizarre helmet. They're dudes who look like, you know, that scanning crew box. Could have a giant computer, but also, does it have their lunch? Because they're just like,
right,
they're just guys. They're just people who are working. They don't have any armor. And like, you know, those overalls look like they're just like hanging in the closet on the Death Star, and they put them on and maybe they you know, get them thrown away every day. Who knows? And they're just kind of workaday guys. Very cool set. Yeah.
Well, it connects to me as you talk. It connects to like Bodhi Rook. Like, you know, I never want to paint the Empire as innocent here, but like Bodhi Rook, Imperial cargo pilot, got a job supporting his family. He learns what's going on, and he takes a stand, right? And he makes it better for Galen and for himself and for his family. I got to imagine one of these guys might have been that too. I'm good with computers. They got some kind of job opening. I can use my scanning skills. I don't know. I'm on some big space station. where the other guy's like, no, we must bring control back to a chaotic galaxy. Maybe they had those interesting conversations on their lunch break. That's what you can do with these figures. It inspires that kind of headcanon in your mind.
Absolutely. And his eyes look like he is, he's had it with his job too. So that, that adds even more.
There you go. That's my number two. We are almost done here, but before we do, we're going to take a quick break. But on the other side, we've got some honorable mentions. We always do. We're even adding some as we were recording. And then we'll each have our number one favorite figure in the vintage collection 2010 to 2013. Stick around here for more Star Wars Ranked.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Force Center fans, don't forget, Force Center is on YouTube. Head over there to catch up with our new show, Star Wars Show and Tell. Joseph, Jennifer, Ken, and special guests sit down and share favorite items from their own Star Wars memorabilia collections. Plus, there's the In Memoriam video series, encore presentations of Databank Brawl, and special programming all there for you, and more shows on the way. It's Force Center on YouTube. Check it out. Welcome back to Star Wars Ranked. Me and Joseph Scrimshaw are here talking figures. Joseph, these conversations, we love doing them on Ranked. I think because it's not just the figures itself. It's so clear how these figures just inspire not just nostalgia, but just more thoughts and feelings of respect and love and questions for these characters. That's the power of these figures.
Yeah, yeah. They make you ask yourself a little bit about why you like the character and why you want that specific character in action figure form, why one speaks to you more than others. And, you know, also it's just for me, it's such a huge part of my love of Star Wars is the action figures. It's a big part of the adventure. So it's fun to talk both deep and just like, yeah, but I want to play with them.
Yeah, it's still hard to take them out of the package because it's just so nice to display on a wall. But I've been doing it with the Legos lately, and it's a little addicting. Once you start, forever down the dark side of ripping open boxes for your destiny to be dominated by. All right, enough of mangling Yoda's words. We're going to continue our look at the vintage collection, the 2010, which to 2013 line. It debuted in April 3rd, 2010. With a German Jedi Con exclusive convention two-pack featuring Forlom or 4LOM and Zuckus. So that's quite a way to start the collection. Joseph, we are going to be talking, though, here about some honorable mentions before we get to our number one. What is on your list?
Oh, yeah, there's a great number to pick from. The Cloud Car pilot jumped out at me. One of the things about this line is that it has one foot in the past and one foot in the future in that, of course, the actual vintage artwork on the package and the style. But then that these figures are so much more advanced than some of the others. And the Cloud Car pilot was a figure that I don't think was exciting to a lot of people, but as I've talked about here on Force Center before, I made up a whole backstory for my Cloud Car pilot. He had a brief fling, or rather tried to. Leia rejected him while Han was still in carbon freezing in the adventures I played with my action figures, working through a lot of things. We don't need to dive into that. Let's talk about this figure. He's super detailed. He's got a dumb mustache, and you can take his hat off.
Take his hat off. I'm laughing too because I'm thinking back. I'm like 9 or 10, and I had my G.I. Joe figures, and I knew from the comic books that Destro and Baroness had a thing. But I remember one time having a whole like arc of with my play. You know, 4 days after school, coming home, I got to continue the story where Destro cheated on Baroness with Zarana, Zartan's sister. Like, what's going on there? These are concepts I didn't even know at 10. And here you got the Cloud Car pilot courting Leia. You were writing The Courtship of Princess Leia before it came out.
The Courtship of the Cloud Car pilot. That's my new pitch. But an insanely detailed figure it is about nostalgia for the other figure. Cause you barely see this character, right? I mean, but this amount of detail, it's a beautiful figure.
It is a very good figure indeed. Got that little pistol. I've always loved the color scheme on the Cloud Car pilots because it's so, you know, Empire comes out in 80, as we know. It's developed and shot and made in the late 70s. And you look at that guy and you're like, yeah, he's at a disco. That guy's Studio 54. He's doing it.
Absolutely. The only way this figure could be more accurate is if there was just a little bit of white powder in that mustache. Then he would be spot on.
Hey, what happens at Bestman stays at Bestman. All right.
Fun. That's right. Other runner-ups quickly, because I could go on all day, is Anakin Skywalker from Phantom Menace. They have made, you know, in different action figure lines, a young Padawan Anakin. But I like that this one actually comes with the lightsaber, the training droid, and the training helmet, so you can totally play it out Anakin as a young kid being taught by Yoda. It's just a cool idea and a cool figure.
Love it.
Yeah. My next one is also Phantom Menace, and that is Dalte Dofine, perhaps better known to fans as that stunted slime, personally insulted by Darth Sidious, and a great figure. Comes with a blaster, and you can take his hat off. And I beg of you, if you click on Jedi Business as you're listening to this, click on this picture of Dalte Dofine without his hat on, because there's a distinct Homer Simpson vibe somehow.
Yes.
I don't know how.
We were,
but it's there.
Oh, that's great. Oh, man, they're obsessed. All right, so what if we bring back some of the figures of old, but this time you can take their hats off? Sold!
Star Wars Vintage. This time you can take their hats off. Only two others on this list. I lied. There's three. I'll be fast, though. Padme Amidala, peasant disguise. I think that's a great costume. This is a great detailed figure. I believe you can take her hat off. I just also like that it is labeled peasant disguise because they're on the transport. They're trying to blend in. And even when Padme is in peasant disguise, she looks sharp. She's got a real, that's a fancy peasant disguise. And I like capturing that in action figure form. One that we added as we were talking right before we started recording is this Darth Vader Return of the Jedi. I scrolled past it because there are a bunch of Darth Vaders that have that. Great. They're trying to capture that Palpatine's lightning. And it's just always these weird blue squiggles, and it just looks like Vader's trying to shampoo his head. So I scrolled past it quickly, but then when you and I were talking, you pointed out that it's more detailed, got the severed hand, and the thing that puts it over the top, that kind of translucent helmet where you can see Anakin's skull inside. So that's worthy of a runner-up when you can see the skull inside.
Yeah, I remember that one on the rack at that shop I used to go to, and that one, yeah, that got me there. I also love that you've invented Sith shampoo for when you need to really wipe away the good side.
Wipe away the good side with Sith shampoo. We're making money now. My final runner-up is this Ewok 2-pack that I picked out of love for the Ewoks, but also just their names. You can get an Ewok 2-pack with Chubray and Stemsy. It just sounds like some exotic European techno band from the 80s. Chubray and Stemsy. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's great. With me on those Ewoks. All right. That's a great runner-up. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. It's just basically, you know, we formed these lists, cut some characters that we just know we have to still talk about them. On my list, I got the Gamorrean guard. I just really, it's bulky. It's big. It's a little clumsy looking, but it's the detail on the face, including the size of the face, like the size of the face on the Gamorrean guards in scale to the rest of the body. I've always thought they're just ginormous. And this one really captures it. The hunch, everything about it. And I know they just released, you know, recently the Black Series Gamorrean guard, and it makes you really think about the Kenner Gamorrean guard, which was a good figure. Then I'm going with Aayla Secura. I the Raver Jedi, you know, you got to like her, and it was sad to see her go in Order 66. This one, they added a big cloak, and I just obsessed with that. Like, yep, all right, she wasn't all just midriff. She had a cloak too. was there. Dr. Evazin. Because, hey, talk about those little moments that you grew up with. Hey, a pig man's got a figure. And I'm on board for that. It wasn't until years later as a child that, you know, we all learned he had a name and some nefarious designs on those around him. Then I'm going to, with Naboo Pilot. I just like the detail of that. Bulky, kind of, I'm like, can you fly in that kind of robe? I don't know if it's good. I like that one there. And then my final two here. It's an exclusive. It was, scrolling down a bit. It was a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive in 2012, and it is Jar Jar Binks and Carbonite. Now, look, I love Jar Jar. I'm sympathetic to Jar Jar, especially love Ahmed Best, but I also get it. And this was the thing going around, and this is maybe, some negative, thoughts behind this, figure, but to have this figure, I'd like Jar Jar and Carbonite right now. I'd put them on my wall as a sign of honor to the character that is controversial, understandably, but also has a special place in a lot of people's hearts, mine included. And then the final one here, and this one, as we were talking, getting ready for the show, I was like, yeah, I'm going to add this one. It's the Leia Sandstorm figure, and I on another set on Sandstorm figure. But Joseph, this is real practical because I had never really thought about this. They escape the sail barge. They're heading back to the Falcon. Sandstorm hits. We know from the deleted scenes in the novel. We see, yay! So it's Leia with goggles and a big poncho on, a big cloak, but also underneath she's got the steel bikini. Because why wouldn't she? They just fled, and she didn't have time to grab her to-go bag or a pair of pants. And I've never thought about that. I never looked at it like, oh, that's right. She would be dressed like that. So, which also means somewhere in her own collection might be this bikini. Either she kept it as an ode to the hut slayer she became, or she got rid of it as to cleanse what had happened to her. I don't know. That's for Leia to tell. But this figure makes me think about that kind of stuff. It inspires story. And I'm on board for it. I've never really seen this figure anywhere. So it caught me off guard and I enjoy it. It's a runner up on my list.
Oh, that's you had a lot of great thoughts in your runner up list. Yeah. The Leia wrapping up the bikini and the thought of, what did she do? Did she just throw it down a trash chute? Did she gift it to some Ewoks? What happened to that is pretty fascinating. You said a couple things that I really appreciate about this line, the Gamorrean guard's head being the actual right size. This line pays a lot of attention to proportion. I read on a couple of these great Jedi business descriptions that like Leia is actually the height she should be in comparison to other figures in that. So shout out to that line for accuracy. And then another thing about this line is it's really having a sense of humor and a sense of play and being meta and self-aware and aware of fans. And I think the Jar Jar Binks in Carbonite is being really aware of that. It's taking some of that, you know, anger that people had, a dislike of the character, and making it playful and fun. It's playful and fun at the time, but I click on it now and it's like, is this a spoiler? Is the Mando gonna capture Jar Jar in Mandalorian season 3?
They were developing it then. Oh wow. I love too that he's got kind of Han's hand position in Carbonite. Like, I guess that's just the natural go to position. All right, we're going to continue and wrap up our list with our number one choices for our favorite figures in the vintage collection from 2010 to 2013. I will go number one. So the Justice may close down the list with his number one. I am going to a classic character, a character that I don't own a lot of. And even though I love him, I just never really collect these type of figures. And it's the droid figures. I got to question myself why. But this is R2-D2, or what a lot of people would call Bar-2-D2. This is R2 serving drinks on the sail barge. I love this. I love this figure. I love this scene. This is one of the most underrated comedy scenes in Star Wars because we don't get to hear R2's words. We just have his reactions, people's reactions to him are the translations for us. I love that 3PO bumps into him, knocks him down. 3PO says, "What are you doing here?" There's a beep, and 3PO's like, "Yeah, I see that you're serving drinks," which means that R2 is like, "I'm serving drinks, jerk. Like, what does it look like?" I love that R2 has that sass, has that kind of a humor, and it's a great little scene, and this pays homage to that. And man, who doesn't want R2-D2 serving drinks? I bet he mixes a mean cocktail. I bet he knows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got a drink dispenser arm, according to this. So, yeah, he's not just, like, carting him around. He's squirting him out from somewhere, somehow. I love the detail of this figure. Yeah, the Bar-2-D2 is just, obviously, is someone who enjoys a cocktail. And R2-D2, just a great character. But I love that he also comes with a lightsaber hilt. So built into this figure is, yeah, you think he's just serving drinks, but no. He is about to contribute to ending all of Jabba's scum and villainy.
And he's just, and you got to imagine he's mixing the drinks really strong so that a lot of the potential combatants will just be a little more inebriated and maybe be out of the battle. It was all part of the plan.
Yeah, it also makes me think that if R2 is doing any actual squirting of fluid, that whatever counts as astromech spit, he is definitely putting that in the drinks.
Absolutely. R2-D2, hero of the galaxy, and holds the number one spot on my list of my favorite vintage collection figures from 2010-2013, which means, sir, we are up to your number one figure.
My number one figure is a cheat because it is two figures kind of combined and figures that I scrolled past at first going, I get it. But then they, to me, came together to symbolize what I really like about this vintage line. And they are both Boba Fett. There's the Boba Fett that comes out pretty early in the line, a couple different versions, but it's the one with the Empire Strikes Back paint job. And I scrolled past it because, like, it's a Boba Fett action figure. Most Boba Fett action figures look pretty good. This one looks like a great one. But then I didn't realize, keeping with the tradition of this line, you can take his hat off, or rather his helmet. And it's not just a basic Empire Strikes Back. You've seen it 1,000 times. This one's done well. Great. It's got what is so new that we didn't know in 1980 with Empire Strikes Back. And you can take his helmet off and you can see Temuera Morrison with a big scar on his face. And it's incredibly well done.
Oh, yeah. Look, and the paint job on the figure, it's perfectly bold, green, beige, and dirty, like he's been around the galaxy.
Yeah, like he's been doing some fighting. So I love that it is, in some ways, for me, you know, who had such great love of Empire and the action figures then, and saw these designs actually on the shelf, it is very vintage, but it's still very, very new and captures all of that. The other Boba Fett, then, is the one that's a little bit more meta, having a sense of humor, having a sense of the culture around Star Wars, not just making cool action figures. But this was a Hasbro Mailway, and it is the Boba Fett with rocket firing action.
All right.
Now, this action figure is not just on the vintage card. It is actually vintage itself. It is made to look like the much simpler action figures of the 70s and 80s, 1980 in particular, of course. But it's not just that. It's the rocket firing. And of course, people at this point know the rocket firing story, that when we were kids, there were all these rumors that Boba Fett had an edition of his action figure where you could actually fire the rocket. Mm-hmm. And now we know that was just a prototype that never actually got released. So it's so great for them to go back and go, and we're doing vintage. How can we make this truly vintage? Let's take something that was a rumor, something that was a legend, and let's make it reality.
Yeah. I mean, it's got everything. It's got the rocket is the long red plastic piece, you know, so you can load it up. It's got the little spring with the little L.
Yeah.
Locked and loaded, ready to go. There for action. I like
it. Yeah, and it is, you know, the Hasbro mail-away, which makes it even more vintage, since Boba Fett was a mail-away back in the day. So between these two, one is the, it kind of looks like, yep, been there, done that with Boba Fett. But no, you take his helmet off. And then this one is the true all-in vintage, but the vintage that we remember, the dream that we remember that wasn't a reality, but adults can now make come true by making these action figures. So I like those as a combo for what Star Wars is really about to me, about that combination of the new and the old and about our relationship with it. But also it just got me thinking, because of what the, particularly the vintage one that looks like the Boba Fett from back in the day, got me thinking about, we're having all these Boba Fett debates right now because of the various rumors about him reappearing. And for me, just looking at this vintage action figure that looks at the 1981, it just brings me back to why people my age connected to Boba Fett of, you know, just imagine seeing him in Empire Strikes Back. You don't know his fate in Return of the Jedi. He looks cool. He outsmarts Han Solo. He stands up to Darth Vader. He's got the coolest, weirdest ship you've ever seen. And that's all you know about him. And you have years to wonder. That's why people got attached to Boba Fett. And it's right here in this figure.
Absolutely. It's all there. And then they honor kind of the expanding, continuing legacy of the character in the other one you're talking about here with the Temuera Morrison, and coming back and connecting that up to the prequel. So that's a good pick. Yeah, Boba Fett. The one thing no one can ever take away from Boba Fett is what a damn cool design. And you're right. When you held him in your hands, you're like, I want to know more about the man behind the mask. And I think we finally will get to know a lot more about him in the year or so to come here. So that is a great choices to be on your list. Both of them. Love it. Love it so much. This line, we always sit down to talk about it and think we're going to rush through them. And there's so much to say about all these figures. They inspire everything, which is why we love them so much. So you out there, if you got a story, got some of your figures, you have some of these, you want to share them, you can do so by reaching out on Twitter. Find us at Force Center Pod. Use the hashtag Star Wars Ranked. We are on Instagram. We are on YouTube. Don't forget, we got some stuff on there, including some rebroadcast of previous Star Wars ranked figure episodes on there as well. And don't forget to go to tpublic.com/user/4center if you want to pick up some merch to support us there. And if you want to try an audiobook on us, go to audibletrial.com/4center. That's audibletrial.com/4center to get a free audiobook on us. You can go to kennapsock.com for more of my adventures, and josephgrimshaw.com for more of yours. And you got some stuff you're doing. Well, actually, I'm thinking about the time of the release, this might be done, right? But they can just so we record these whenever, various times in the universe here. So anything going on special for you, Joseph, you want to talk about?
No. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram and keep up with all of the various adventures there. It's at Joseph Scrimshaw.
Do it. All right, that is it this week. See you next time on Star Wars Ranked. And yep, Star Wars has been ranked.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.